Ellsworthy, growed up right here in the suburbs of the capital of the United States of America. That's Leicester, North Carolina.
Amen.
In case you do not know there, pastor of the Providence Road Baptist Church. He's God's man. Amen. For this hour. Amen. Now, I may not have known about any of this till the other week, but I want you to know God knew about it from before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
So you open up your heart. You hear Brother Worley gladly. Amen, Brother Charles. Come ahead.
All right. Thank you, preacher. I tell you what, it's a real joy to be here. Howdy. Amen. Good to see you. Appreciate you coming. And when I was young, they'd say, we've got a young boy going to preach for us tonight. I want you to pray for him, hold him up to God. What they're really saying is, don't expect much. Now that I've got older, they say they've got an old man of God. He's been in the way a long time. What they're saying is, don't expect much. So don't expect much and you won't get disappointed. Amen. I'm glad to be here. Appreciate you and love you. Thank God for all of you. Appreciate our dear brother, the moderator. Amen. How many of you are glad you're going to heaven?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You know what? I had to have a stent put in my heart. Have you ever had a stent put in your heart? Such a blessing. There was a woman in there and she was going to have a open heart surgery. And she was scared she was going to die. And she said, God, am I going to die? He said, no, honey, I'm going to give you 40 more years. She said, that's good. So she come through the surgery just fine. And while she's recuperating, she thought, since I've got all this time up here, I'm going to go ahead and have a full makeover. Blow up everything needs blow up, suck everything in needs sucked in. I mean, I'll be a doll when I leave here. And Sunday did that. She was fixed up nice. She got out there and going to the car and walked across the street, and there's a truck hit her and killed her. She got to heaven and said, God, you told me I had 40 more years. He said, honey, I didn't recognize you. So you better watch some of that stuff. I had some boys at the churches preaching again, these body shops. I said, boys, please shut up. For God's sakes, don't say no more. There's a preaching again, makeup and hair and spray and just awful, pitiful. I said, shut up. When I got them by, I said, hush. If you can't say nothing else, shut up. They said, why? I said, them beauty shops and that makeup has kept more homes together than every preacher in this county. Amen. Yeah. Now listen, I can't preach long and I can't preach loud, but I'll try to stay in the book. Is that all right?
Amen.
I'll try to let you out in time to go watch Gunsmoke. Amen. If you have your Bible, open your Bible to, I believe it's in the New Testament, Revelation. And I'm going to read just a little bit and bring you a little simple message. Because I want to understand it myself. So I'll try to keep it simple. Amen. I appreciate. How many of you folks are from Holly Springs? God have mercy. Preacher.
Yeah, Doc. I know.
Well, I'm going to wash you with some old soap. If you don't know what that means, is you've heard it before. But now let me tell you something. If you'll act like you ain't heard it before, there could be some money in it for you. I mean, I could, you know. I won't, but I could. Now, I could borrow the money from Brother Scott and pay you for just acting like you ain't seen it or heard it. Brother Wade said, I told him one time, I said, I've preached this up here 3 or 4 years. He said, God, preach it again. They forgot it when they went to bed. Amen. Lord bless us and help us. All right, Revelation chapter number 2. This is, of course, a letter to the church at Ephesus. And let me begin with verse number 2 of chapter number 2. He said, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and how thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars, and hath borne and hath patience, and for my name's sake hath labored and hath not fainted. Now this ain't a lazy crowd of people that I'm reading about. He said, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove the candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. I'm wanting to look at this verse right here in verse number 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left, not lost, but left thy first love. Father, in Jesus' name, your word is true. It's powerful. And God, I pray you'll help me to be a blessing to somebody tonight. Help us, Lord. We love you and we praise you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name, what you'll do. Amen. All right, tonight, as we look at this passage of Scripture, you know what? The thing about it is, these folks, they were not lazy. They were people that we would all want as a member of our church. I mean, they were something else. They were good. They prayed, they labored, they worked, they toiled, they done. But there was a little something wrong with them. They'd left their first love. Do you know what? Do you remember when God, in love and mercy, came where you were, pulled you out of that mud hole, pulled you off of that bar stool, pulled you, bless God, and brought you to his own lovely self? Do you remember that day when you was lost and undone without God or without his son, and he came where you were? Oh, happy day, oh, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. You know what? You can tell you're leaving your first love when you forget to get excited, and you don't get excited about when you think about the pit and the hell that he drug you out of. We're in here tonight dressed up, looking good. But I'll tell you, if you'd have seen where we come from, if you'd have seen the hell and the dirt on us, you'd say, praise God, he's got a whole lot to praise God for. You remember that? You remember them bar stools. You remember them nightclubs. You remember all that junk. But now here you are, saved by the grace of God, washed in the blood of the Lamb, on your way to heaven, and hell can't do nothing about it, and you can't either. Bless God. I'm so saved, it's pitiful. Amen. Do you remember? When you know what? You can begin to lose that first love. That's the truth. And not even recognize it. Listen, salvation's the biggest, greatest thing ever happened to you. If you was to become the president of the United States, the biggest thing ever happened to you was when God, in love and mercy, dipped down and in blood and love, thank God, saved you out of hell. Praise God. I don't ever forget that night when the Holy Ghost convicted me of my sins. I'd been out of raising hell, come home, and I got out. It started in the yard up to the house, and the Holy Ghost, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost, shot me slap in the heart. Said, Charles, he wasn't fussing. He didn't talk loud. He didn't say, he wasn't just a grumping and a grind, but in a loving, tender, in a loving, tender voice. He said, "Charles, you're lost." First time in my life that I ever did look up into the heavens and say, "God, you're right. I'm lost." There I was. They took my car, and it was about church time, and I don't know, but I went out the road and I hired one of the neighbors. I said, "I'll give you a couple of dollars if you'll run me over to the church." You say, "I wouldn't have done that." You would if you'd have been a swinging over hell like I was. I don't remember getting in the car, and I don't remember paying them. But I remember going over there and sought her, and I remember them letting me out, and I walked in. And there I was, sitting in the back of the back seat of the church, and the preacher was preaching. And under God, I thought he never would shut up.
Yeah, amen.
He might have been a cussing. I didn't hear nothing he said.
Amen.
But the best thing he said was, "Let us stand." And when they said, "Let us stand," honey, I got up. I didn't care who was there. I went straight up there to that altar. I fell down on my knees. And I said, "Jesus, will you please do for me what I can't do for myself?" And whether you believe it or not, the sweet Holy Ghost moved into my heart and into my life. And thank God I've never been the same. That's been over 50-some years. And I love him tonight more than anybody. I love him. Do you know what? Did you know that I had made two or three professions? They had baptized me till I was wrinkled up like a prune. But I wasn't saved. You know, there wasn't nothing to it. And then, bless God, that night, you know, Aunt Pearl, my Aunt Pearl and Mama and Hetty and Nettie, they'd shout when there wasn't much to shout about. And you know what? I went up there that night to get saved, and I got saved, and they never said pea turkey. They said, "He's just doing it again." You know what? They didn't know it, but hell moved out and heaven moved. And heaven moved in. And glory filled my soul. There's a feller, he said, "How'd you know there's any difference in that time and them other times?" I said, "When I knelt down, he come in." Yeah, he did. I remember when he come in. And I'll tell you another thing. When I got up, he got up.
Amen.
When I walked out of the church, he walked out of the church with me. You ain't going to believe this, and I don't care. But when I went home and went to bed, he went to bed with me. You say that ain't right. It is, doesn't it? And another thing, believe it or not, when I got up the next morning, with my hand to God, he slept with me all night. And he got up the next morning. And there we was. And we've been walking and talking together for a long, long time. And I bless the day the sweet Holy Ghost came and convicted me of my sin and lifted me up out of the deep miry clay. Praise God. I love him for that. Preacher, there's been a many of a time that the sweet Holy Ghost could have walked out of my heart, slammed the door, and said, "Worley, go on to hell. You ain't no count." But I'll tell you what, he's never left me. When I've been sorry, thank God he's been there. When I've been mad, he's been there. When I've been no count, he's been there. When I ain't done what I ought to do, he's been there. When I ain't acted like I ought to, he's been there. If you ain't, bless God, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need a good dose of salvation. Amen. You can tell when you're leaving and losing that first love. You know why? If you're not very, very careful, when you get in a shape, you know, we've got our cars and this and this and this and this and this and 100 things to worry and trouble you. But don't ever lose that first love. Don't ever lose that. You can tell him when you kind of get used to your salvation, oh, I'm saved and going to heaven, let everybody else go to hell. We can't do that. How many of you got grandchildren need God? How many of you got a husband or a wife or children that need God? Who's going to get them to God besides us? Do you think some stranger's going to come into town and fall under a deep burden for your husband or your grandson or your granddaughter? It ain't happening. It ain't happening. You can tell you're leaving your first love when you lose the wonder for this book. This is what they was preaching when I got saved. This is the book they handed me some years ago when I was about 17 years old. And they said, you preach this book. And I've done my dead level best to stay true to the Word of God and preach the Word of God and stand with it. Don't lose the wonder of the Word of God. Life Looking Lust magazine ain't got what this has got. Some of you might be fighting liquor. Some of you may be fighting pornography. I'll tell you, there's victory in this old book. There's victory in this book, and I praise God for that. The Bible is a wonderland, and I'm glad it is. Peter tells us which things the angels have desired to look into, and here we are. We've got it. Don't lose a wonder. Thank God of that precious book. Never, never, never. Those who will wonder, they'll say, well, I'll tell you, somewhere in there is the Word of God. It's not, I believe every T, every I. I believe it's the whole Word of God. You said, I don't believe that. Well, bless God, you. That's why you don't get blessed. You don't believe nothing. Somebody said, I'm going to send you a good Bible. I said, I've got one. He said, but this is a different one. I said, that's the one I don't want. I want the one that them old timers would look you right in the eye and preach hell hot, heaven sweet, and gun barrel straight to get there and didn't care what you could like it, lump it, bump it, dump it, or jump it. They didn't give a happy flip. Amen. Yeah, you can tell. You say, well, I don't like that kind of preaching. I don't like that kind of living.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Amen. I ain't coming back tomorrow night. I am if I'm able.
Amen.
All right, you think about it. Don't lose the wonder of the Word of God. You can tell when you're slipping, yes, you'll lose the wonder of such love for sinners.
Amen.
Could I tell you something right now, Sister Pharisee? Let me tell you something. If there's a harlot comes into your dignified church, padded pews and carpet, and the women go to spreading away from her, you're doing wrong.
Yes. Amen.
You know what you need to do?
Amen.
You need to get as close to her as you can.
Yes.
And let her know there's a sweet Lamb of God in glory that loves her and died for her and will keep her out of hell.
Yes.
And by the way, you could have been that woman. You could have been.
Amen.
You sure could have been.
Yes, sir.
Somebody would say, there's an old boy come to the church for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and he's got tattoos on tattoos, earring. God, I ain't never seen the beat. And I made it a special point to go by and hug him and tell him, honey, you're welcome here. He's saved. He can't take them tattoos off. But I'll tell you one thing, he knows the Lord.
Amen.
And he's welcome at Providence Road Baptist Church anytime.
Amen.
And I'll tell you another thing, all the Sodomites are welcome at Providence Road Baptist Church. Anybody is welcome to hear the Word of God preached. That's right. Don't lose the wonder of that love for sinners. Can you remember when you was lost and undone, didn't care for God, heaven or hell or nothing, and the Holy Ghost pricked your heart, and you said, precious Lord, dear God, please do a work in my life. All right, how about us getting somebody on our heart? Ain't no need to get up and pray and say, God save everybody in the county. Get somebody on your heart and pray for them till the Holy Ghost gets a hold of them. And I'll tell you right now, it'll do some good. It'll help. You know what? I wasn't saved at the time, but I had this little old girl. She's as pretty as a speckled pup, and I wasn't married. And I wasn't saved either. And I went into church, and there she was with me. I don't know how I ever talked her into going. I think it had to be God. But there we was sitting in there, and she's so pretty, my heart is going chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. And I had my arm up there, and I didn't touch her because a stupid preacher would call you down if you touched her. And there I was, you know. And after a while, they went to singing one of them Holy Ghost songs. And Mama got to shouting, "Aunt Pearl blended in." And Hetty and Nettie, they went to shouting, "God, you ain't never heard no such a racket. It sounded like a hound after a God-blessed fox." And that little old girl punched me and said, "Who in the world is them people are doing like that?" I said, "I don't know. I ain't got a clue. I don't know who they are. My God, I'll tell you what. But I'm glad they loved me enough to pray for me." Amen. When I was out in sin going to hell. They loved me. How could he that loved the Son of God so much give himself for us? Sinners going to hell, and he loved us. And I'm glad, thank God. How long have you heard? I know there's a lot of people don't care much about it, but you can tell you're messing up when you get to where you don't. That old cross don't mean much.
Amen.
We kind of forget about that cross, that old blood stain. Cross.
Amen.
Yeah. How long has it hurt? Have you heard a song? Sit on a hill far away. Stood an old rugged cross. The emblem of suffering and shame. And it was on that old cross were the dearest and the best. For a world of lost sinners was slain. And it said, "I'll cherish that old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I'll cling to that old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown." I like them old songs like we've been singing here. You can understand the words. I could write the songs for that contemporary crowd by the handfuls. Yeah. All you have to do is say, "John rode the mule around the barn one morning. Glory. Yeah. I went out fishing, caught a fish. Hallelujah." Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's all right, Charles.
Yes, right. Yes, sir.
I could be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could write all them old stupid songs. "Jesus is coming back in an airplane, glory. He may come back on Harley, hallelujah."
All right.
On a hill,
yes,
he said this, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ."
Amen.
If you're a glorying in your church, if you're a glorying in anything but the cross, you're glorying in the wrong thing, darling.
Amen.
You can't do it. You can't glory in anything but the cross.
Amen.
You can tell when you're losing that wonder and that love. When you forget about the grace of God that come and sought you and brought you to the sweet Lamb of God. Oh, I'm what I am by the grace of God. I was voted the least likely to ever amount to anything in the school. And I said, amen. I didn't want to amount to nothing until the Holy Ghost got a hold of me. I didn't like the preaching. I didn't like nothing about it. But when God saved me, I fell so deep in love with him, I ain't fell out yet.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
I loved him, thank God. When he spoke peace to my heart,
yes,
when I went down there and got down on my knees at the bed, and he was there with me, and that peace like he ain't never had before. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Grace. Hey, you know why you got up this morning? Do you know why you ain't in hell right now? Because of the grace of God and the blood of Jesus. That's why you ain't in hell.
Amen.
Just because of that.
Yes, sir.
Listen, you know, I read the story of Paul. Are we all right? Are you all right?
Yes,
it's okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Amen.
Listen, I read the story about a fellow, and his name was Demas. And Paul told Timothy, listen, he said, Demas has forsaken me. Not because he was a coward, not because he was killing Christians, not because of this, not because of that, not because he didn't have a new car, not because he didn't have a new home. He left because he loved this present world. How much do you love it? Do you love it enough to forsake Jesus? Do you love it enough, this old world, to quit praying? Hey, Paul walked out into hell, as it were, and said, I'll give all I've got if I can just get some people saved and born again.
Amen.
Oh, we're having camp meeting. You say, that's right. That's what it's all about.
Amen.
Paul, hallelujah. He said, listen, Demas has forsaken me. And he told Timothy, he said, I want you to come unto me. Because he said, come before winter time. Because he knew the way it'd be all froze up and he couldn't get through. And he knew he'd be in glory by then. He wanted somebody to love him. He wanted somebody to be with him. And do you know what? You know, when you get a little sick or messed up or some way or another, I like to see somebody's got eyeballs.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. You say, oh, just Jesus and me. Now, I know that. I've sung that. Just Jesus and me. But I like for some flesh and blood to come up and say, I'm a praying for you.
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
I'm a praying for you, boy.
Amen.
Praise God. And that's what Paul wanted. You say, I don't believe it. You do it.
Yeah.
It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now you think about it. He didn't leave because he's a coward or afraid, but he left, bless God, because he loved this present world. Now, I want to tell you something. There was a man, he never did get over it. They'd beat him and cussed him. He'd been beat to death, thrown over the bank for dead. I believe he went to heaven. Apostle Paul.
Amen.
And do you know what? He'd been beat and beat and beat and beat. And when he come back, thank God, he said, I saw some stuff you can't even talk about.
Yeah, right.
If it had been these modern day preachers, they'd have had 7 books and 12 videos made. I believe what he said was this. When he saw somebody wiping the blood out of his eyes or whatever, I believe he said, hey, boy, come here, man. What do you need, sir? I want to ask you something. Did I ever tell you about what happened to me on the road to Damascus? Did I ever tell you, praise God, what happened to me that wonderful day when the sweet Holy Ghost, when the Lord came by and saved me by His grace? He said, I've never got over it. I've never lost it. It's still there. And I'm glad, glory to God, that it's still right there. He said, I ain't looking for a lawyer. I just want to tell somebody else how much Jesus loves them. You can tell when you're losing that first love. You get a no critical spirit. If you ain't careful, you get old choir spirit. Is that good thing? Is that all right? Do you know what choir is? An old choir spirit? You're probably sitting with somebody's got one. But listen, you get an old choir spirit. Everybody will get blessed, and they'll sit there at the pooch mouth and act like ain't nothing happening. And there ain't nothing happening in their soul. But somebody else is getting blessed, and they'll say, wonder what they're shouting about. They may have been to Calvary. They may have got born again. They may be saved. Amen. They just might be saved. Paul never got over the wonder. Never got over it. And I'm glad, thank God. Somebody, I said, you'll have to get up early. Real early to ever make me ashamed.
Amen.
Of that man that bled on that old rugged cross.
Amen.
You'll have to get a different vocabulary to make me ashamed of that precious Lamb of God that left the splendor of heaven. Gave it all up and said, I'll go and I'll bleed and I'll die for that bunch. The drunks, the harlots, whatever. Come ye sinners, poor and needy, sick and wounded from the call. Come on, come on, come on. Thank God he won't turn you away. I ain't got a clue if you know what good preaching is, but I'm a-doing some of it.
Yes, you are.
Amen. You see, I wouldn't have said that. That's why God called me. I can tell good preaching when I hear it. Amen. Preach on. Somebody said, when are you going to retire? I said, when I can't stand up, when I can't talk, when I can't walk, when I can't read, when I'm bedfast, then I'll quit. But until then, my heart will go on preaching and singing the precious story of Jesus.
Amen.
All right. I'm through. I'm hungry. I'm finished. Now I've let you. You'll be out in time to watch Gunsmoke or I Love Lucy. So don't gripe about didn't get early. Preacher, you come on up here. Give altar call or do whatever you want to do. I've done everything I'm supposed to do.
Stand your feet. Stand your feet. Now, in case you don't know it, that's camp meeting preaching. We're not gathering around here for 2 weeks for a theological discourse, seminar, debate, or discussion. But we're gathering around here to get our hearts warmed and our hearts stirred. These gals going to come back and sing that song again. If you need to get your heart warmed up, this altar is a mighty good place. You can get in the shavings tonight. It's not that the shavings are sanctified, but the good Holy Ghost can do a sanctified work if you're just willing to get down in the shavings. You mind the Lord while they sing.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Sing it, ladies.
I am so glad that my Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see, but this is the nearest that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me.
Have you got anybody on your heart that if a phone rung tonight, they'd be in hell according to their testimony? Somebody prayed for you. I wonder if you'd slip out of that chair and come up here and say, God, I don't want my boy to go to hell. I don't want my husband to go to hell. I don't want my grandchildren to go to hell. I wonder if you'd just slip up here and say, God, in Jesus' name, don't let them go to hell. Sing it.
Could I forget him and wander away? Still he doth love me.
more time in these shavings. Love you.
Appreciate this preaching. If camp meeting is anything, it is a stirring up of your love for God.
Amen, preacher.
That's what camp meeting is. That's why we're together. I've been glad to be on the tabernacle tonight. I wouldn't miss tomorrow night if I was you. 7:30, shake hands, you go. Speak to this dear preacher. You're liberty tonight. Amen. See you tomorrow night. Amen. Amen, Doc.